Yep, that's it going. I'm Hannah McCulloch, Policy and Parliamentary Officer for Child Poverty Action Group. Okay. Well, the Scottish Welfare Fund does provide an increasingly vital source of financial support for the increasing number of families that are experiencing income crisis. So we welcome the fact that those families are able to access this fund. However, this isn't a time when the Scottish Government or local authorities can rest on their laurels about that. We know, for instance, that demand for food banks is continuing to rise, which means that there are more families in income crisis. But many local authorities are still underspending on the Scottish Welfare Fund, which suggests there's a lot of families out there that don't know about the fund and can't access it. Absolutely. I mean, it's something that we've seen across the board, an increase in the number of families who just can't get from one week to the next covering their basic costs. I mean, that's due to a range of factors, but we know that cuts to the social security system, problem with the administration of benefits, so big delays for families, and low quality employment are causing real problems, and it doesn't look set to get any better. No, absolutely not. And the Scottish Welfare Fund is a safety net that stops families falling into crisis. But we'd like to see, as well as investment in that safety net, we'd like to see investment to make sure that families don't come anywhere near the point of crisis, that there's intervention at an earlier stage to help prevent poverty. So that's things like investing in the social security system to make sure there are adequate benefits, making sure that families who are working have stable, high quality, well paid employment to avoid them getting anywhere near that point in the first place. I think there's no question that there's a need to invest in the Scottish Welfare Fund at the moment. The families that are in crisis need support, and we can't risk removing that support from them and putting them in a situation where they need to access high cost credit, for instance, or rely on food banks. So that support needs to stay there. But at the same time, in the longer term, if we're going to reduce demand for these services, then we need to put those longer term investments in place. So CPAG, for instance, has been calling for the Scottish Government to invest £5 in a week in child benefit to help families stay away from that kind of crisis. A range of factors are putting families in this kind of situation. One of the key problems that we're seeing is problems with the way that benefits are delivered. So people are having their benefits suddenly stopped because of a sanction or because of error or an administrative problem in the delivery of the benefit. And just long delays, people applying for benefits and not getting them for weeks and weeks and weeks, which means that they have zero or very close to zero income for extended periods of time. Universal credit is still in the early stages of rollout across Scotland, so we haven't seen the full extent of the issues that are going to be caused by that. But there are some characteristics of universal credit that suggest it might cause problems. There's a long waiting period. People will wait up to 6 weeks for the first universal credit payment, which is going to cause difficulties. And we have seen some administrative problems and errors in its delivery as well, which is likely to cause difficulties. And also universal credit is a lot less generous a benefit for many families than the benefits they're receiving at the moment. Well, we know that there are new welfare powers that are coming to the Scottish Government over the next few years. So we think this provides a good chance for the Scottish Government to invest to help families to avoid income crisis. So whether that's topping up child benefit by £5 a week, for instance, or making sure that disability benefits are sufficient to help disabled people cover their living costs. There's a lot of opportunities that the Scottish Government has to invest to help families stay away from the Scottish Welfare Fund crisis grants and food banks. No, I don't think so. I think that's most of it. Okay, no problem.